Blog Talk Radio.
Down in Alabama, in Georgia.
voices telling us to slow up. We can hear voices telling us to cool up. Our only answer in calm motion turn must be that we have cooled off too long, and if we keep cooling off, we'll end up in a deep freeze. We must go on and say, no, what we are saying to this nation is that we want all of our rights. We want them here, and we want all of them not next year, not next week, but we want them now, at this hour. This is what we're saying.
What your life and truth let be. Shining star for you to see. What your life and truth let be.
Here we are once again Thursday morning. It is where we will be experiencing unity. We're experiencing spiritual unity with Dr. Benjamin Bridges. And we're going to have interesting conversation this morning. And we thank you one and all for joining us. Let's give him a nice hand. Bring on Ben Bridges.
Yes, indeed, my brother. Thank you very much. And I'm glad to be on the show once again and seeing what we can do to make some great, awesome, and amazing things happen. Yeah, one of the things I definitely wanted to share this week, since the last time we did a prayer meditation, which was really interesting, is that normally, you know, during the week, we usually hear, unfortunately, that there's one or two kids, maybe three or four, that just got gunned down and shot and killed. But this week, I didn't hear anybody getting gunned down or killed, you know, out of the youth that in the New York area, whether it's the Five Boroughs or whether it's Mount Vernon, Yonkers, you know. And I was, like, really glad to hear that, you know, because this might be a good sign to say that, hey, one prayer meditation did. But the bottom line is that when I think back on what happened in Baltimore, that was really awesome and amazing as well, because they had a serious gang war going on there. And that weekend, you know, these guys even bought machine guns and were talking about going back and killing the gang and the other gang that just killed about 3 to 5 people in their gang. And they were going to seek revenge on that. But that weekend, there was no revenge that was sought. And then later on, 2 weeks later, they called me again and told me, hey, still no problem. So I can't say 100% for sure that I know that the gang war is over now in the New York area. But one thing I can say, I'm glad to see that nobody got killed this week, you know, and that's a good thing because, you know, our children's lives do matter. They do not need to go into no early grave and have to, before they could even get their lives started, if their life is over. It doesn't make any sense. So we can come together in spiritual unity as we did last time and focus on really seeing a new reality coming about where this gang war can be over for our kids and that they can start to live a positive and more less than wonderful life. That would be great. And we can supply that for them, too. But not only can we end the gang war, but we could have community centers and other programs set up so that our youth could have someplace positive to go so that they don't have to worry about, you know, how they're going to get from, you know, just being in an impoverished and negative living situation to living in a very great and wonderful situation. So these are things that we can do for them. But the bottom line is that we just need to, you know, start to put the pieces together so that we can make this really happen for them in a very positive, wonderful way. So if anybody hears of anything as we go along for the next couple of weeks where, you know, there's been some kids, you know, that were killed or something, let us know. But at the same time, don't be surprised if you don't hear that any more were killed, because the power of God in Christ is very powerful. And just like in 2010, as I was telling you, last time we had these gang wars, it was something that really happened in a very wonderful and positive way, to the point where we didn't even have to worry about that, you know, after we started to deal with it from that spiritual perspective. So all I can say is we're in that spiritual perspective now. And if we keep our focus on this, you know, then this is a great opportunity for us to start to create a new reality. And it doesn't just have to be to our youth as well, because after we finish with getting rid of this violence and murdering and the gang wars, we can start to focus on some other things that are very important as well. And a lot of this power really comes from, you know, our true identity, you know, as well. Because in the past, you know, we weren't folks that were just slaves for white people. We were definitely people that, you know, were world leaders, you know, and not just, you know, in Africa, but I'm talking about around the world. And our people don't even know that, unfortunately, because that's never taught to us historically. But being that we were world leaders, we were able to accomplish great, awesome, and amazing things around the world, you know. Because when you go to different countries and see these black populations, and you're wondering, well, how did a black population end up in China or Japan, and how did one end up in South America, and how did all these... That was because we were world leaders, and our population was spread out across, you know, the world. And, you know, it was never taught to us or told to us that we were world leaders in the past. And therefore, you know, the main focus for us was to see that we were just, you know, folks, the greatest thing that we ever did was to be slaves for white people. But that's not true. You know, we were world leaders, and we came into this situation that we're in now, which is good to a certain extent. You know, we don't have those chains around our necks or around our arms or legs or feet or anything crazy like that. But now we just need to get rid of the chains that are around our minds, because a lot of us still are, you know, not free mentally. And once we free ourselves mentally and spiritually, then we can really start to utilize the spiritual God-given power that we have to really do some great and wonderful things, not only just for ourselves, but for our people and, you know, for our family of humanity as well. We can really help a lot of people, you know, but we got to start with making sure that we are definitely focused on making some positive things happen through us, being able to know that we have the ability to do these things, and that we have done great and wonderful things in the past, and we can definitely do some great and wonderful things in the present. So all I can say is our time is here. We really have, you know, an ability, you know, when we come together in spiritual unity, to do some great and wonderful things. And like I said, I'm really very thankful to see that, you know, didn't see any kids, you know, deaths come up, you know. And normally they don't have no problem with showing that in the news. Matter of fact, they almost like bragging about it, trying to say that, hey, you know, there's some more black kids that you just killed, just so to show you how terrible they are, you know. But the bottom line is that, you know, it doesn't have to happen like that anymore. We can stop all of that. We could put an end to that, and from there we could start to focus on some other things as well. And I think that that would be something that, you know, would really be great to look at some of the major issues that affect us as a people and start to even focus on that. And the good thing about it, as I said earlier, you know, when we come together in spiritual unity, you know, it can definitely give us the ability to make some great and awesome and amazing things in our community. And that's what we just need to awaken to. Because once we start to see that we have the power through God and Christ to actually do these great and awesome and amazing things, then that's when we're going to be able to do it. But the problem is, if we stay in the, you know, weak, limited vision of ourselves and just see ourselves unable and can't accomplish this, that, or the other, then that's when we stay stuck in that kind of mode. But once we really start to see our true reality of being, you know, able to do great, awesome, and amazing things that God and Christ has allowed us to do, because we all have been blessed with our God-given power, but all we have to do is start to activate it, start to believe it, start to know that us coming together in spiritual unity and acknowledging that God's power and Christ's power and allowing us to utilize our own spiritual power within as well can allow us to really bring about some awesome, serious, and amazing things. So I just wanted to say that, you know, so that we could get a chance to see what our new reality is going to be. But go ahead. What were you going to say, Reverend?
I would recognize that if we had a national day of prayer, which would be this Thursday morning, that we can get everybody from each state, including Puerto Rico and Canada, let's go ahead and make it national, international, we would have tremendous, tremendous results. People, I consider, as well as praying for the Israeli and Palestinian conflict, I would also consider praying for the Afghanistan conflict, as well as Belarus, Russia. There are so many wars and rumors of wars across the world. The Bible says in the last day there will be these wars, and there will be rumors of wars, and they will be tremendously impacting our lives, and we're impacted. I was surprised at how effective, how I was affected by the Palestinian and Israeli conflict, seeing young kids and their parents thrown out of their homes. You know, it was very, very frustrating and beguiling, and the Afghanistani conflict and people just dying and people jumping on planes on the outside and trying to ride on the outside of a plane, that's desperateness, you know. And as the Tigray people in Ethiopia are being murdered and killed, you know, we have so many wars across the world as well. And I would dare say to your listeners, we could start with peaceful prayer meditation here in the USA, and we can continue to get that same recognition around the world. Because one thing about America, the uniqueness about this country, above and beyond all other countries, everybody's here. Think about that, people. Everybody's here. From every country across this world, there are citizens, there are immigrants living here in the United States of America. And that's why I know we can have an international day of prayer as well to affect peace and love and unity and spirituality and meditation across the world, because we all affected. You know, more than ever, the world is getting so smaller and smaller and smaller. And you feel like something is happening 10,000 miles away. You feel affected by it, you know, when you see the pain and suffering of young children and babies, elderly, parents. When you see devastating situations and dehumanizing inhumanity, man's inhumanity to man. When you see these things, if you're a human being, if you have any kind of a heart, you have to be affected by these things. And so I said, you know, experiencing the spirituality and the unity in meditation is a tremendous, tremendous opportunity for us to settle some tremendous conflicts across the world as well. I think that can be, you know, you can start small and end up big, and God is omnipresent. I'm not going to marginalize God. He is everywhere. He sees everything. The prayer, the spirituality, and the prayer and the meditation is just our way of connecting to Him and connecting to this God in us to falter things that we want. Because the Bible says God will give you, He will give you the you know, your heart's desire. And when two or three leading children gathered together in prayer, he said, there I am in the midst to own up to the blessings. And so, you know, it's powerful. It's very, very powerful.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah, brother. Because one thing for sure is that we just need to start to acknowledge that these are things that we are capable of doing, you know. And, you know, even with what we were talking about earlier with the fact that, you know, back in 2010, we were able to achieve great success, that even gives us more confidence in knowing that we can do it again. And that's a great and wonderful situation. But when you're starting from scratch and you're just starting something and you're just going to give it a try, then that's one thing. But when you already had success in doing something already and you achieved great success, it's not even a question of whether it can be done again. You know it can be done. The only question is, do you believe it? That's the thing. You know, we've been taught not to believe things like this, but these are things that can definitely come about. And without any fear or doubt, all we have to do is just focus on knowing that the power of God is awesome and amazing, and that it can turn terrible situations around that we've dealt with in the past. And once we start to do that, then we can really make some great, awesome, and amazing things come about. And I was like really surprised to see as well, because even on you know, Facebook, I was putting that, you know, we were going to be having a call today. And they kept on erasing my, post that I had on Facebook, you know. And I was like, wow, what do you guys keep erasing this for, you know? But the thing about it is, you know, they don't want this to come about, you know. They want us to just stay in our lane of not feeling all that great about our situation and just accepting it as it is and not to try to bring about any positive change. And these are things that, you know, we as a people need to know. We just can't accept the negativity that you put out there for us, because they don't want us to really be able to elevate ourselves out of poverty, out of, you know, not as great of people as what we are. All these things need to be totally erased from our existence as a people. And we can make it happen, because the thing about it as well, I believe that when we start to see these great results come into play again, and more people are going to see this, more and more people are going to want to be a part of it. And even the folks that are listening now, if you guys know of any people that are of a positive, you know, background where they, you know, wouldn't have a problem with coming on a call like this so that we could work things together. And in so doing, we can make some serious, you know, positive change. But, you know, unfortunately, when you got Doubting Thomas Tunis or Doubting Thomas is coming on with you, you know, it doesn't really enhance or empower what you're doing. So they're like, oh, man, I don't even know why I'm on this call, you know. And instead of having folks that feel that way, if they have the confidence and knowing this, then that's a whole nother thing, because that shows that they are now empowered to move forward with pushing that positive energy out there, you know, for our youth to be embraced with the divine love of God in Christ, so that all of that negativity that they're dealing with, you know, can be totally erased from their minds and hearts. And these are things that can really come about. We just need to start to see that this can be their new reality. And it's not even a question of can it be. It's definitely going to be. But the bottom line is, it's great when we can have the true faith and confidence in knowing beyond a shadow of a doubt that all of this can truly come about. And once we start coming from that faith within our minds and hearts ourselves, and then focusing that on our kids, it's going to give some really, you know, great and wonderful feeling of, you know, seeing some great, awesome, and amazing results. So all I can say at this point is that let us start to see that we are in the process of creating a brand new reality for our people. And another thing, outside of just ending, you know, the world violence and, you know, the violence in our communities here in the United States, is one of the big problems that we do have that has been holding us down and causing us a lot of problems in the past and even in the present is poverty. We can also focus on manifesting wealth. And that is another thing that would be a great, awesome, amazing opportunity that can also bring about great change for our people. Because if the average person that you know, including yourself, is now in a position where they have, you know, wealth and prosperity within their possession, then that's going to be a great game changer for our people. And it's not something that is a maybe or a possibility, but it's something that we could, like, again, focus on and make as a new reality. And once we start to see that these are some great, awesome, and amazing things that we can accomplish and achieve, then our people are going to really be able to come out of, you know, poverty consciousness. Our people are going to be able to really receive wealth and prosperity and live a more happy and, you know, blessed life, because they don't need to be stuck in the gutter of poverty and going through a lot of negative changes because they don't have money to pay their bills. They're stuck in situations where they have a whole bunch of bills that are piled up that they haven't been able to deal with. They owe people money. They are trying to deal with this, that, and the other. All of those things can be totally erased. But that's where, you know, us coming together and focusing on manifesting wealth and prosperity can also come into play as well. So these are some things that we can do that will really have a great, great opportunity in setting our people free from all that former negativity that has hounded us and held us down in the past. And once we start to really see these things come about and actually start to materialize in our lives, it's going to be something that can really, truly bring about the awesome and amazing change that we've been wanting to see. And this is something that we can really bring about because we are, again, blessed with our God-given power, when we have the ability to do these types of things, whether it's ending gang wars, whether it's manifesting wealth, whether it's not just doing it here in the United States, but in other countries. Because we literally have people in other countries that are starving to death because they don't have any food. They don't have any place to live. They're living out under a tree or up against the wall of a building or something outside of living in their apartment or in their house. And these are things that we can do without a shadow of a doubt to help our people, not only here and in Africa and in the Caribbean islands, but also around other countries, in South America, in Japan, in Korea, and many other places. Like you said earlier, you know, in Israel, you know, where you have the, you know, continued conflict between, you know, the Jews and the Muslims there, you know, all of these things can end, and we can really help a lot of people that are starving to death, that are suffering in great, you know, unfortunate situations in poverty. And it doesn't have to be that type of situation where they have to stay in that, you know, mode of you know, suffering under the, you know, under the chains of poverty. We can set them free to live a great and wonderful new reality. And these are some things that we can do. We just need to start to get involved with this and know that beyond a shadow of a doubt, we can bring all of this about. And this is going to truly come. We just need to start to know that with the power of God in Christ, and with the power that God has blessed us with, that is already within us, that we have the ability to make some great, awesome, and amazing things come about beyond the shadow of a doubt. So I just wanted to say that so that we can really start to see that this is our time to create great, awesome, and new reality. And once we start to see that we can bring all of these great and wonderful things about, our people will start to really be able to benefit greatly. And I'm just very thankful that this is our time. This is our time for all the negativity of the past to totally be stripped and totally removed. And then, you know, we can start to shine brightly in God and Christ, brand new sunlight of a brand new dawn. And then we can even sing a brand new song. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. I see it already done, and my victory has been won. So we just need to have the confidence and the knowingness that our victory can be won, and that we don't have to accept the negativity that we've been told is what we have to accept. We do not have to accept it, and we do not have to deal with it any longer. We just need to start to see ourselves empowered by God in Christ so that we can create a new reality. And all I can say to every one of you on the call today, I truly thank you all for coming on board to help us to come in spiritual unity so we can be a great blessing to our community. And all I can say is our time has truly arrived where we can really get rid of all that negative drive. This is it. This is our day and time where we don't need to any longer dwell in the negativity of the past, but we can start to see our new reality blessing us here at last. This is our time. And with folks with positive thinking and positive energy, you know, and just knowing beyond the shadow of a doubt that all these great, awesome, amazing things will now truly come about. This is our time. This is our time for our new reality. And this is something that I know is going to blow a lot of our people's minds. And when they start to see these things happening, they're going to say, wow, you know, this, look at what we're doing now. You know, that's right. We can do it and we will do it. And this has already been done. Our victory has truly been won. So I just want to thank you all once again for coming on the call. And we're going to get ready soon to move on with the prayer and meditation and see what we can do so that we can really bring about some positive change that is really alive for us to bring about. And we can do it without any fear or doubt. All we have to do is know that this is something that we can do. And as we do it, we'll start to see a new reality shining brightly in our lives and leaving behind all that negative doubt. We no longer need to live in it, no longer need to suffer from it. We can be set free to live in awesome, great, and wonderful new reality. All we have to do is have the faith in knowing that it is now going to come about without any fear or doubt. Yes, we do. All right. So, what I was going to say before we get ready to move on with this is right now, after, you know, 9:30, I wanted to see if there is any of you that have any questions about what we're doing and if you had any comments that you would like to share with us at all. I was going to say this would be great for you guys to come on board and, you know, mention anything if you, you know, have anything to say.
Otherwise, what we could do at this point is start to, you know, go into the prayer and the meditation and see what we can do from there. But anyway, with my brother here, if you could,
if you would like, we could take a little, we could take a little break, a little musical break. We can take a commercial break, and we can come back. We are, you know, we it's 9:35. We have plenty of time. Well, we'll take a little musical break and a commercial break, and we'll be right back. Everybody, hold on.
Okay, great.
Move around, move around. Yes, this is Lenny Williams. I'm out here in Oakland, California.
I'm Lisa Lay. I sang on Payman with the NWA, Dr. Dre, and Eazy-E.
It's Just Will, Black Pearl Entertainment artist, newly signed to I Am Jesus Records. You're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., CEO. Coming to you live, this is business, so pay attention.
Yo, it's your boy LV the Slap Thing, and I'm over here chilling with my guy, The Plug, Don Jr., CEO, Entertainment Worldwide Network Radio. You dig?
What's good, homie? This your boy, Big D.
It's your folks, Checking Traps.
This your peach, Captain Mac.
I let your boy, Boss Lena.
It's your boy, Brick Boy Rico.
It's your boy, Joe Dirt.
Hey, yo, what up? It's your boy, Buddha, a.k.a. Buddy Mouse.
Yo, what's good? This is Vic Percy Jones.
And Big Cell is now in your area.
Yo, this your boy, Mr. Harrison.
It's your girl, Lady Duet.
It's just Rich Gates.
This your bro, JC, Mr. Guaranteed to Rick.
Yo, this your dude, Insane G.
What up? This your boy, Jihad, a.k.a. J Hood.
Yo, this your folks, Young Birds.
Yo, this your folks, GB Cooley.
Yo, this is Mike G Jungle. Hey, what it do? It's your boy, Size Money.
This your boy, Big Chad Domingo.
Bye-bye, salute the big dog.
This your boy, J Futuristic.
This your folks, Lil Raheem, you did.
I am Geronimo Beals, off the deep end, getting blessings, wise life records, and you're listening to the Entertainment Worldwide Network with Don Jr., the CEO, coming to you live.
Hey, what it do? This is Charlie Boy, the Versatile Charlie.
You're listening to the hottest radio station.
Are you ready to be inspired, uplifted, enlightened, and entertained? Judge Joe Brown is an all-American judge, lawyer, and television personality. Judge Joe Brown was raised in the Crenshaw District of Los Angeles, California. Overcoming the harsh streets of L.A., he graduated at the top of his class from Dorsey High School. He then went on to earn his bachelor's degree in political science at UCLA. Judge Joe Brown is a member of the Phi Alpha fraternity and became the first African-American prosecutor in Memphis, Tennessee. He then opened his own practice before becoming a judge on the state criminal court of Shelby County, Tennessee. Judge Joe Brown was then thrusted into the national spotlight for sitting over James Earl's last appeal for race conviction for the assassination of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He then caught the attention of producers of Judge Judy and is now the arbiter of his own arbitration-based reality court TV show that has been recorded for over 16 years. This show is syndicated on Bounce and available to millions of homes across America. Judge Joe Brown has been on a mission to educate the leaders of the future and has started a movement titled SAG Pants Equals a SAG Mind. This is a call to action. Let's talk and change the world. Judge Joe Brown is ready to speak at your next event. Follow Judge Joe Brown at Judge Joe Brown TV on Twitter. This message has been brought to you by 2D4, KFSM Radio and Bloody Rain Productions, and Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team. Contact 2D4 at 337-936-5176 or Pastor Don Jr. at 818-358-5722.
The NEO Project is a business network collective of professional CEOs, community leaders, doctors, recording artists, label owners, lawyers, judges, business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major connections across the globe. For more information, visit www.myprojectneo.org or call 800-249-8830. We have a live conference call, Join in the Conversation, hosted by Dr. Rev Robinson Sr. and Dr. Winborn. Share your ideas about growing your business. New ideas, featured partners, video promo, social media, exposure, rotation, profit sharing, meetups at your establishment. Join the conference call on Blog Talk Radio Thursday and Friday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time. Sunday, 7 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time, Live Talk with Eva. Call 347-857-1311. Press 1 to speak on freeconferencecall.com. Saturday, 12 p.m. East Coast, 4 p.m. West Coast time, call into 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, hashtag T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, call 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. If you have Metro PCS, T-Mobile, or Boost Mobile, dial 206-451-6043, then 515-604-9642, access code 910488. Financial consulting and investments, call DSNR Consultants LLC Corporate Office, 914-363-9007. Text 518-866-7605. Email RevRunRobinson, RevRun11@gmail.com. Shout out to Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and Keisha Miss, CEO, to the 300 elite members, also 3 Max and a Nerd, and Andrea's Talent Management.
fashion is so seductive. Live.com. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
So Seductive Live has the best apparel from Gucci, Prada, Fendi, Guess, Rolex, Nike, Tiara Michelle, True Religion, Louis Vuitton.
Greetings, I'm Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. I started my company to keep you informed. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I believe in fashion, so So Seductive is fun and needs to be seen. I want to inspire people just like you. I want someone to look at me and say, because of you, I didn't give up. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com. I am Miss K, CEO and founder of So Seductive Shoes and Fashion. You can find me on your favorite social network at Keisha Miss CEO. Log on to SoSeductiveLive.com.
There's a lot to learn in the music business, and without a teacher, it gets even harder and very costly. Introducing the Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint. Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network, has put together a detailed book to take your career to the next level in the entertainment business. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint will teach you the do's and don'ts of the entertainment industry, starting from the beginning to the end. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint covers the topics of business plan, logo design, CD design layout, sales, radio airplay, CD marketing strategy, massive emailing, CD sales one sheet, press kit, media kit, online media kit, internet marketing, MP3 online distribution, hip-hop blog sites, hip-hop magazines, hip-hop DVDs, mixtapes, street teams, music publishing and royalties, music lawyers, tour booking, and more. The Green Dragon Record Breaking Blueprint is available only by contacting Don Jr., CEO, at 818-358-5722 or email donjrceo@gmail.com.
Do you need more exposure? Do you need more fans? Are you planning to be wealthy and successful in business? The 365 Days of Radio campaign is a business training program teaching you how to build your brand, business, product, or service. How to meet and network with people in other cities. How to make connections with other business owners. And how to talk about your business on an open platform. All the tools you need before you speak to investors, advertisers, and or sponsors. Are you ready to receive money and make it to the next level? Education is the key to success. And experience is the best teacher. Learn from the comfort of your own personal remote location. The 365-day radio campaign is a business training program. For business training, tuition, schedules, and fees, please call Pastor Don Jr., CEO, and the winning team at 818-358-5722. That's right, Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the winning team at 818-358-5722. We live in dangerous times, and you never know when you'll need a lawyer. Introducing Legal Shield. Get legal help 24/7. For over 47 years, people from all walks of life have joined our community and our mission to empower and protect. Wait, there's more! Become a sales associate and watch your commission grow with every sale. We are working together to change the negatives into positives. Business owners, entrepreneurs, recording artists, and major corporations all across the globe. We focus on business education, advertising, so that everyone can see the return on their investment. Visit our website at robinsonir38.wearelegalshield.com. Or for more information, contact Dr. Ron Robinson at 914-363-9007 or 203-515-7167 or 914-530-5876. Again, visit us at our website at www.robinsonr38.wearelegalshield.com.
toward a better day. Moments in time, chances to lift all our hearts to the sky.
And we're talking about experiencing spiritual unity with prayer and meditation. We had a prayer and meditation last week, the beginning of the show, and we had such tremendous experiences with peace and calm throughout the country here. And we want to continue to pray, and we want to know how you feel about prayer, meditation, and Spirit of God healing our land from gangs, killing, drugs, and alcoholism, and all the vile things in society. And so we are now with Dr. Ben Bridges, and we're going to open up a mic, and we're going to take some of your thoughts as you talk with him as well. Caller 904-994, your mic is open.
Oh, great day, great day. I wasn't expecting to have the privilege of speaking with Dr. Bridges or speaking in the atmosphere, but I too am praying for the removal of fear from our lives. We've been programmed into fearing the one thing that has been cured by God, which is our mind. So I would like to have that be a part of our consciousness, is that we eliminate fear and know that.
Oh yeah, well, that's important, my brother. Without any fear and doubt, you know, you can bring all these things about, but fear and doubting, you know, helps bring the energy of being able to manifest these things about, you know, makes it very difficult. But once we cleanse our minds and hearts of having any fear and also having any doubt that it can come about, you know, that's when, you know, the empowering of, you know, our God-given ability and through the power of God and Jesus, you know, we can start to utilize that and start to really see some great and awesome, amazing things come about. So, you know, that's a very important thing what you're saying. No question on that. We have to eliminate that from our thinking process, the fear and the doubt, and start to see with confidence and knowingness that this can come about, and don't even worry about it. Because one great thing that, you know, we need to also know is that, you know, the protecting shield of God that protects us can also be there for us. So in us being able to accomplish all these great and wonderful things, if you also have the faith to know that God in Christ can also have a shield of protection around you so no hurt, harm, or danger can come onto you, then that's another thing that needs to be seen. Because once we start to see that actually exists, then that will help to get rid of the fear, that you know that God's shield of protection is there for you to bless you and to help you. Yeah, is there anyone else that had anything that they wanted to share with us at this time as well? Brother Ron, do you see anybody else that is saying that they would like to come about or to talk about something, or any chat comments that someone might have written out? Okay, well, since we haven't gotten a comment back, I guess we can just move forward then, because, you know, just wanted to see what you guys may have had to say in regards to dealing with this. But the bottom line is right now we can definitely move forward on this and see where we can get going, because it's time for us to really, like I said earlier, start to put some of this in motion and start to see, you know, some great results start to come about. So, Brother Ron, what would be good at this point, since you haven't, you know, brought anybody else back to the table on this, if you could say a prayer on this, that would be great. And then from there, we could get ready to go with the meditation as well and see what we can do. All right?
Okay. We're going to pray to start the prayer. Or we have a specific subject matter as well, you're saying?
Well, right now we're looking at still dealing with the, you know, the gang wars and ending that and the violence, you know, in our community, especially against our people. Because we don't need to have that, you know, going on. We can definitely bring that to an end, but we just have to see, you know, that this is something that can be, and it definitely can be, no question about it.
We have another caller. Let's get him a chance to say something as well, and then we'll go into prayer with them as well. We're here with Dr. Ben Bridges. We're talking about the spirituality, experiencing spiritual unity, peace in the world, peace in our country, through prayer and meditation. And we'd like to hear what you have to say. Caller 773-819.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Chumayo Lockhart. I'm an originally born and raised in Israel. And I just want to express how important positivity and mindset is to life. And when you're going for whatever it is you're going for, it's like it's a racer looking to win a championship. You have to be laser focused in. And same thing with the spirit. You have to understand that the spirits are trying to reach out to you. You have to be open to receive their message. That's what I got to say for right now.
Oh, okay. Sounds pretty good, my brother. And glad you, you know, shared that with us, because things that, you know, in that positive mindset, it really gives us a lot more ability to really bring about some positive things to happen. Because if we're seeing things from, unfortunately, from a down and out perspective and seeing things from a negative perspective, what ends up happening is that we just cause more negativity to come about. When we can start to see things from a positive perspective and really start to know that, you know, we can definitely bring about some great and awesome and amazing things, then that's when those things will start to come about as well. Because through God and Christ's ability, you know, which is, you know, and the most powerful energy in the universe they possess, you know. And when they start to, you know, actually reach out to bless us and to help us, all we have to do is be open to receive it. And, you know, those are some things that will start to come about for us, you know. But we don't want to be resistant against it by saying, I don't think that's going to come, or, you know, that kind of thing, or I don't think that's going to work. Because in that negativity, we're putting up a brick wall that's saying that this can't happen. And we don't need to go there. You know, we need to go, like you said, in that positive state of mind. And in having that positive state of mind, we can definitely bring things about without a doubt. So we were able to do it in the past, and I know we could do it now.
Great. We have more callers. We're going to bring more people in. Oh, you had something to say, sir? Hello? 773-819, you had something else you wanted to add?
No, I was just agreeing with the brothers. Well said.
Great. Okay, we're on with Dr. Ben Bridges. We're talking about spiritual unity and meditation, how we praise away gangbanging, drug selling, and alcoholism and homelessness. And we want to know your opinion about prayer, fasting, and meditation, and prayer and spiritual unity. We're going to open up 347-737. You're on with Dr. Ben Bridges. Your mic is open.
Are y'all talking about me?
347-737, yes.
Okay, good morning to everybody. I think that we're going to have to do a lot more than prayers. I just did a concert at 144th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue in the playground that is known as the Red Zone. And I think we're going to have to do a lot more than prayers. People are going to have to go out and stand up. I think more brothers need to, more brothers and more sisters, if you have a playground, if you got any kind of area, especially our playgrounds where they're saying that it's not safe because of gang banging. I think that instead of just praying to God and waiting for God to come out the side and to help us, we need to do this ourselves. And we just need to organize all the mothers and all the fathers and circle the playground. Get 2 days, 1 day, circle the playground. Everybody put their phones on Facebook, talk to the commanding officers in the precinct, and then let them know that that's your territory. Until we start going out and doing things and claiming our territory, we're not going to do anything. So that's just my thing. I'm just saying, prayers work. Yeah, we can pray for our people, but until you get up and start doing something for yourself, God loves those who help themselves. So unless you're going out and you're actually going out and you're doing something, you're setting up sports activities, you're doing creative things, arts and crafts, dance, and doing something in these red zones, we'll never get it back, and it'll never cool off, and it'll never change. So I think people just need to just know that prayer is not the only thing that God wants you to do, because we are like gods, and we should be able to change the situation. And I just made some changes in the situation just on Tuesday, what I did at 144th Street, and it just needs more people, and especially the people that live in the area. So that's just about it. I just wanted to say spirituality is good, but you're dealing with a lot of young kids that don't have no spirituality. Some of them hate their mamas. Some of them don't know their daddies, and they definitely don't know themselves. So, and we got enough ex-soldiers. We got enough military ex-soldiers, brothers and sisters who are in the military that live in our community that can also help protect our community. Instead of going to Afghanistan, instead of going to Iran and Iraq, we need to stand together and protect our own community, our own block, and our own children. And until we can get to some of the minds of these gangbangers and let them understand that we got people just as tough as them and that we can do the same thing that the police, because all it takes is finding out, where does this person live? Who is their mama? Who is their daddy? Who is their family? because the police are investigating and we know. And we need to stop sheltering our own people who are perpetrating on our people, all of this madness, all of this shooting, all of these drugs and all of that stuff. Until we start telling the person that we know in our family are the drug dealers, are the gangbangers, that they can't come in our house, we're not going to deal with them, they don't have no safe harbor, we're not going to get anywhere. So just sitting up and praying and talking about it, it's not going to do it. We all have to work together. So that's just about all I wanted to say. If you don't do it, God is not going to do it for you. Period.
Okay,
you gotta
I'm glad
work for
you
it.
Shared that with us, my sister, because, you know, that is another aspect of it. Like I said before, aside from just dealing with the prayer and meditation, which can be have a huge impact on what we're talking about. Like I said, back in 2010, that was when we had a huge, you know, explosion of gang wars in the New York area. And the good thing about it that came about at that time was that we did get together and stayed for unity, and we utilized that. And, you know,
yeah, but what happened
10
years later, 11 years later?
With that was that in us focusing on that and really seeing that as our new reality that could come about to end the gang wars, it ended. And the good thing about it now, though, is that what we have to do is start to implement that again so that we can end these gang wars again. But the other side of it as well, and that's something that you brought up, which is also true, is that you just can't leave your children out in the community without any kind of positive opportunities for them to participate in. Because, you know, when, you know, a lot of these community centers, boys clubs, YMCAs, and all that stuff got shut down in different areas, you know, then that meant that the kids were just going to hang out on the street corners. And when
that's
they hang out
said, it's
on
up
the
to
street
us
corners, that's not a good thing. Because what ends up happening is that they end up, you know, either becoming druggies or selling drugs or getting caught up into a whole lot of negative stuff, even in these gangs and stuff. But if you have different positive programs that you could put out there that they could become a part of, then that's a good thing. And that's some of the things that
well,
we need to do.
That's why we
got to
get all the people who will need to get together and just get the funds or get the materials and start doing it. Sometimes you don't have to wait for the money. All you got to do is get the materials, get the people, be involved, be there. Have a couple of people that are, some. Like I say, we got enough ex-soldiers, we got enough military, we got enough tough people in the community, we got enough people who even some of the gangbangers know or whatever in the community. They're not going to, if you come out every day at 1 o'clock and you're an artist in the community, and you come out every Tuesday, every Thursday, and every Friday to have arts and crafts for the kids, and the kids get used to you coming and you come consistently, then we'll have arts and crafts in the summer every Tuesday, every Thursday, and every Friday for the kids. But if you're not showing up, and if you're not doing anything, if you're just talking, it's not going to happen. If you're going to wait for the funding, it's not going to happen. We're in the middle of the pandemic. They're not giving out no funds for any of that. If you're not out there actually doing the footwork, talking to the parents, going around, trying to see what you can do, then you're just talking. So I'm just saying, something that you did 10 years ago, maybe in your neighborhood, it was successful because y'all were consistent, but that's 10 years ago. So 10 years now later, what happens? It's growing, and it's getting exploding. It's getting out of hand, and it's coming again because we could not be consistent. We have to be consistent in beating down the devil the way the devil is beating down on us. So that's all I wanted to say. So you do it.
Sister,
you know I was doing stuff in the community. Y'all knew I was doing stuff in the community. I didn't see y'all come. Y'all didn't come out. Y'all didn't spread the word. Y'all didn't do anything. I mean, so if we don't support one another, then we're not going to do anything. So until we be consistent, until we do everything, it's not going to be done. So that's all I want to say. Prayer's good.
What's your name?
Got to do.
Doesn't matter what my name is.
Doesn't matter what my name is.
No, I just want to keep in contact with you so we can participate in your program.
And that's my name. No, that's okay. I'm all right. Just saying that. Peace.
I know who she is. That's okay. But the bottom line is that, yeah, these are some things that we need to definitely come together on, not just on the spiritual end, but also on the physical, too, because we need some programs for our youth. Because the gang wars wouldn't even be here if we had community centers and different programs that were in the community that were out there, you know, for our kids so that they wouldn't even get caught up into being out on the streets and getting caught up in the gangs and, you know, selling drugs and all this other crazy stuff. But the bottom line is that these are things that we need to do for right now, you know, because you're talking about to put up a community center or different programs that we could deal with. These are things that, like you said, cost money. But the bottom line is that, you know, being that we did have good results in the past with this and we're able to actually accomplish great success with it, we can still do that again now. And I know sometimes it seems like, you know, we run across different situations where, you know, you do have doubting Thomases and doubting Thomasinas that believe that, oh, no, this is not going to work, you know. And I understand, you know, because we've seen different things in the past where things didn't work. But the only reason why I'm feeling that this is something that's going to go through without a shadow of a doubt is because I've already seen it come about. And the thing about it is it's not just in my community. We did it in the Bronx. You know, we did it in Harlem. We were dealing with it in Baltimore. We were in a number of different places. And it's, sometimes people say, yeah, yeah, right, brother, you didn't do that. But I got awards from mayors. I got awards from congressmen. I got awards from senators. I got awards from county legislators. And the only reason why I was able to get that was because that's what we did. When they saw an ending of the, you know, the murdering of our kids come about after we were doing all of this, that's when, you know, they gave me these awards. They didn't just give it to me like, hey, let's give this guy these awards because, you know, I like the suit he has on, so let me give him this award, you know. No, they didn't give me all these awards because I had a nice suit. They gave me awards because, you know, these were things that we were able to accomplish. And I was very thankful to the Creator for that, you know, that Jesus actually shared that with us on what we could actually do to end the gang wars. Because, like I said, what happened with that, which was really awesome and amazing as well, was the fact that, you know, when we were doing our meditation programs in the different schools, one of our students came up to us and said, hey, you know, I just had I can't even believe this, you know, I had a meditation and Jesus came into to me in the meditation and told me if we start to visualize and see the divine love of God in Christ, in the minds of these knucklehead kids that want to kill each other and want to destroy each other's lives, so that we focus on that and see that divine love of God in Christ in them, Jesus said what he would do is actually remove that hatred, remove the desire for them to kill and destroy each other, and in so doing, you know, the gang war would be over. And I know for some people it's like, what? You believe that Jesus has the power to do that? You got to be crazy. Jesus can't do that. And I understand where we're coming from with that because sometimes we're looking for a positive change to happen when we do a prayer or when we do a meditation and it doesn't come about. But when the Lord actually comes to you and says, here, this is a blessing for you that I want you to accomplish and to utilize, and I know this can happen because I'm going to make it happen. And when God tells you something like that or Christ tells you something like that, we can say, Jesus, I don't even want to accept that. But the bottom line is that that's for the doubting Thomas or the doubting Thomasina. Right now, what we're looking for is for people that really do have faith in the power of God and do have faith in knowing that when Jesus or God is telling us they're going to bless us and do X, Y, or Z, all we have to do is have the faith to say, hey, I know God can do this. You know, I mean, the stars, the moon, the sky, the earth here, and other planets around the universe, God created. So if God did all of this, why can't he stop the gang war? You know, he doesn't have the power to do that? No, God and Christ do have the power to do this. And what we need to do as well, and I do acknowledge what you were saying, is that, you know, we need to set up different programs for our people. Because even after the gang wars, the only reason why they're starting back up again is because the situation is there's no programs really out there to benefit our youth like they should be. And if there really were a number of different programs in different in our different communities throughout this country, there wouldn't even be any gang wars that would be existing. So I do acknowledge what you're saying on that end. But to say that the prayer won't end the gang wars or the meditation won't help with that, I definitely don't believe that part of it, because I do believe from seeing the success of that coming about in the past, I know it can come about again in the present. We just need to start to activate that and really get into it and really start to focus on seeing the prayer and meditation, you know, being utilized in different areas in our community and seeing the gang wars ending. And for those that, you know, really can't, you know, see that Jesus or God has the power to do any of this and that it's impossible for them to, you know, end a gang war or stop, you know, someone from dying or anything like that, then I understand. People that are caught into that vain way of thinking from that level, you know, that's they're not going to be able to see how prayer or meditation can end the gang war, because they're believing that, you know, it's too limited and that God in Christ does not have the power to do that, you know. But if God in Christ didn't come to us with that ability to tell us that this could happen and that this would actually, you know, come about, then, hey, I'll be honest with you. I did not have any thinking at all that the divine love of God of Christ is going to be able to end the gang war. Jesus came to us through one of our students and told us that and told me that we needed to utilize the meditation group that we had and start to focus on that. And when we did that, that's when we saw the results come about.
Great.
Great. That's so, not for everybody, you know, because I know that some people, being doubting Thomases and doubting Thomasinas, do not, you know, really grasp that in their minds to believe that Jesus or God has the ability to do any of that. Well, go ahead, brother. What were you getting ready to say?
No, I'm saying great. Well, the time is coming up now for the process to begin.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you can start with the prayer, that would be great. And, you know, then I'll follow through with the meditation. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. All hearts and minds are clear. We are here gravitating to your love and divine aura, O God. We're here seeking thee, O Father, and we're coming to a mindset of spirituality, prayer, and meditation. May everyone come onto this divine inheritance, this divine spiritual environment, and may we feel the healing power. He said in his word that those things that you want, speak them as if they exist, and we're speaking now for peace. We're speaking now for tranquility. We're speaking against the demonic alcoholism and drugs and gangs and wars and poverty and hunger and homelessness. And we ask your divine order right now, Father, that you come unto us in our capacities of our own spiritual God inside of us, that you wake it up so that we can express that power unto your people and unto your earth. We ask these things in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen, amen, amen.
Amen, my brother. And thank you for a powerful prayer. Thank you very much. Okay, so here we go. If everyone right now, if we do three deep breaths before we do our meditation, if everyone right now could actually find a comfortable sitting position, that would be good. And after you find that comfortable sitting position, if you could find a spot, there's, I guess you could say, in your house or your home, you know, or apartment. The bottom line is a place where you won't be disturbed by someone coming up to you, tapping you on the shoulder every 5 minutes and wanting to talk to you. So if you can find a comfortable space where you can sit and won't be disturbed, that would be great. And the next thing is, being that we're getting ready to do a meditation, if we can all close our eyes right now. And in closing our eyes, it gives us the ability to go within and start to visualize things from another perspective, not our physical eyes, but our spiritual eyes, that opens the door for us to actually visualize and think, see things as Jesus is telling us to actually see things, where we'll see that divine light of God and the divine light of Christ, divine love in the minds and hearts of these students and, you know, youth that are caught up into actually the devil's mindset where they want to kill and destroy each other. But anyway, before we go there with the meditation, let us right now take 3 deep breaths. And on those 3 deep breaths, what we're going to do is prepare our minds so that we could actually start to deal with this. And really, when we get ready to go into the meditation, we'll be on a whole nother level. But anyway, let us first of all deal with this. First breath, breathe in deep. All peace, calm, and total relaxation. And let go of all stress, anxiety, and tension. Just let it go, let it go, let it go. Great. Now, second breath, I want you to breathe in deep once again. And that is the breath of knowingness. Knowing that the power of God and Christ is within us, and they are trying to tell us that we can utilize this power to be a blessing to the lives of others. Let us see a divine and powerful light of God at the crown of our head and see it flowing in our minds. See it flowing in our heart. See it flowing all the way to the bottom of our feet. So from the crown of our head to the bottom of our feet, let us see the supernatural and amazing and spectacular power of God in Christ. And let us know for certainty that this power can create a new reality for our people. And for those of you who feel very doubtful that this can come about, I understand, because we've been through so much in the past where things didn't work out. But I tell you, because this is something that happened in the past, I know it can happen again at last. So let us see it with confidence and knowingness that God and Christ's supernatural and amazing and spectacular power can definitely transform our lives and the lives of others. Last breath, let us once again bring about another breath that we will have. And this breath will be focused on seeing and believing that we are not just limited people that can do but so little, but that we are spiritual people that can do really awesome and amazing things. So let's breathe in deep. And that's the last breath that we breathe in right now. Let us utilize our knowledge of knowing our true identity, that we are not limited people, but that we are sons and daughters of God that have the power and the ability to do awesome, great, and amazing things. And if we focus on this, we can bring some serious and awesome and amazing things to come about. Like I said, in the past, one of the things that happened to me, I was, you know, reading in the Bible, and I ran across some information that said, hey, you know, Jesus was saying, the things I do, you can do and even more. And I said, really? We can? You sure, Jesus, you talking about that? We can do this? And I said, you know what? Let me see what would happen if I strive to reach out and try to become a, you know, spiritual healer. What would happen? And in dealing with that and trying to see if the power of God, God in Christ's healing power could actually heal people and could really be utilized to help people, you know, with their different problems that they have, health problems, different things. And I was just very thankful because what ended up happening was I was able to help a brother who was blind, and I was very thankful to see that come about. I was able to help an elder who had lost his hearing. And, I mean, if you didn't stand right next to him and speak to him in his ear, he couldn't even hear you. So he was pretty much deaf. But yet, after we did the meditation together, the healing meditation, he got his hearing back. And there was a brother who was on his deathbed, and he was in so much pain, and he felt that he was definitely about to die. And Jesus had told me to call him that evening for tomorrow morning. He said, get in touch with him and speak with him, because it's very important that you speak with him. I said, really? I said, what's going on? He said, well, you speak to him, you'll see. And when I spoke with him, he was, I was like, what? I said, wow, now I know why Jesus is telling me to, you know, to call you so that we could do a healing meditation. And we did the healing meditation together. And what ended up happening with that particular brother was that all the pain that he said he was feeling throughout his whole body was stripped away because Jesus' holy healing power came through his whole body as we did our meditation, and it took all of that pain and suffering away. And when we finished the meditation that we did, which was about a half an hour, what ended up happening, he ended up actually feeling no pain at all. And I was very, very thankful that that came about. So these are things that can happen. And we are sons and daughters of God that have these amazing abilities to utilize the power of God in Christ to really create some serious, wonderful, and amazing changes, not only in our lives, but in the lives of others. But we have to believe it in order to achieve it. Because if you don't really believe that you can do these things, or that Jesus and God doesn't have the ability, or that you would never have the ability, because you're brainwashed into believing that you're a limited person that just can't do anything, then that's a whole other story. But right now, we're looking at seeing ourselves from a whole other perspective. But once we start to see that we are going to be left with the awesome and amazing power of God in Christ, that they were allowed to activate this as we do our visualization and our meditation, we'll be able to see some great, awesome, amazing things come about. So once again, what I would like us to do, since we have done our 3D breath, now let us focus on seeing the divine love of God and the divine love of Christ. Let us see that first entering in our mind and see it entering into our heart and see it entering into every single cell in our body. And as it flows through, let us see it shining brighter and brighter and brighter. 7 times brighter than the sun. But it's very powerful, very awesome, very amazing. The power of God in fact. Right now, what I would like us to do, because as I said, I look through, you know, papers and, you know, I look through the news. I did not see one person die since we did our last meditation. And some might say, well, that's just a coincidence, but no, it's truly the power of God that is very real. And it's not a joke. It's real, and we can actually utilize this power to help our people
so that we don't have to deal with this negativity any longer. We can truly, truly rise up out of the negativity of the past, the thoughts and men, our spiritual reality as well. So right now, what I would like us to do is to visualize and see that awesome and amazing supernatural power of God and Christ's divine love. See it coming out of our hearts and into the minds and hearts of all the gangbangers, all of those who really wish to destroy and kill each other. You know, some of them have just mental problems. Some of them are in gangs and, you know, have no problems, you know, killing each other. So they want to brag about their gang being the best gang. And if they need to kill several people in order to be the best gang, that's good for them. But it's not good at all, because our youth do not need to be killing each other at all. We have to allow that divine love of God in Christ to go into their minds and hearts right now. And as Jesus said, he would cleanse their mind. He would cleanse their heart of all that negativity. And as he goes into their minds and hearts and removes that desire to kill each other, that desire to hate each other, to want to do each other in, what will happen is we need to see that awesome and amazing power going into each and every gang member here in the New York area, and just start to see it as something that can truly bring about the total transformation of each and every one of their minds and hearts, and that their ability to see life from a new perspective is now there for them to see. No longer living in the devil's mindset of wanting to kill and destroy each other for no reason. These are things that we need to totally eliminate through the power of God in Christ, allowing the divine love of God to enter into their mind, enter into their heart, into every single cell in their body, and totally erase all the negativity that they've been holding on to for months or years. It doesn't matter how long it has been, but now one thing for sure, all of that negativity has been totally erased and replaced by the divine love of God in Christ. Now let us focus on that and see that, that awesome and amazing power of God in Christ there in their hearts and minds. And as my brother came on the call and said, having a positive mindset is very important, because if you're going to see things from a negative perspective, it's going to be very limited for us. But if we can see things as it has already been done, if we can feel things knowing that it has already been done, if we can fill our mind with the confidence and knowing it, that it has truly, truly been done, then our victories truly will be won. Let us see it already done and know that our victory has been won. Let us see it already done and know that our victory has been won. Having confidence and knowing it, let us see it already done and know our victory shall be won. Let us see it already done and know that our victory truly has been won. And all I can say once again to each of you for being on the call is let us focus right now on truly, truly seeing this
beyond a shadow of a doubt so that these goals and dreams can truly come about. Let us again see this beyond a shadow of a doubt so our goals and dreams will truly come about. So once again, let us see this beyond a shadow of a doubt so our goals and dreams will truly, truly come about. So if we can stay focused on seeing that light shining brightly in their minds and hearts, and see that light getting brighter and brighter and brighter, 7 times brighter than the shining of the sun, eliminating all that negativity, and our victory shall be won. Let us see it. The divine love of God and the divine love of Christ glowing in all their minds and hearts and eliminating all that negativity so they could have a brand new start. Start to live in a new reality, no longer filled with anger or hate or the desire to kill. But now their minds and hearts are filled with divine love of Christ and God, which will set them free from living in that former negative reality. See it and believe it, and we will achieve it. See it and believe it, and they will receive it. See it and believe it, and we will achieve it. See it and believe it. Our victory has been won. So right now, what I would like each of us to do is just focus on seeing this already done. See that bright light glowing in their minds and hearts and setting them free from all that negativity. Let's just vibe on that just for a few minutes and know for a surety, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that as we visualize this and see this, it will truly come about. So let's focus on this right now and see that light of God's divine love and Christ's divine love shining powerfully and awesomely in the minds and hearts of all these youth that are in these gangs and want to take each other out. Let us see that ability for that to happen to no longer come about, no longer killing, no longer destroying the lives of each other. Let us just focus on that just for a few minutes. This will be awesome and great and amazing things that will cause some great, awesome, and amazing results. So let's see that right now. Thank you very much for bringing your positive energy to the table, because in doing so, now is the time for all that negativity to be removed. So let's stay focused on this vision of seeing the divine love of God in Christ in your minds and hearts.
Okay, fantastic. Let's bring in Dr. Winborn for a few minutes as well.
Okay.
I don't know if Dr. Winborn's mic is open. I don't know what's going on.
Well, yeah, I was looking at us visualizing this a little longer. So,
Okay, I'll go right ahead.
So is he there? Okay. Well, anyway, going back to the visualization of what you've been doing in this meditation. Again, seeing the awesome, amazing power of God in Christ, divine love, totally cleansing the minds and hearts of our youth. I know that this can be an awesome opportunity to set our youth free from all that negativity. Instead of them going to jail, instead of them going into an early grave, and them being so young, they've just started their life and it's over. Why would that have to be? It doesn't have to be. They can start to live a new reality. And through God in Christ, we have the ability to allow that new reality to come about. We just need to see that without a doubt. We are spiritual God beings that are servants of God, that are sons and daughters of God, that have the ability to do awesome and amazing things. Not only can it just happen in just a few people's lives, like some of the experiences that I've had with the healing power of Christ and the awesome and amazing power of God in Christ, but I also know that, as it was said earlier, in the lost books of the Bible by six of Jesus' disciples, that we are all sons and daughters of God that have this awesome and amazing power. But we just need to be loyal to God and have faith in God that these things truly come about. Because being a doubting Thomasina or being a doubting Thomas, it will not work. But if you can have faith and confidence that God's power that created this planet, that created the ocean, the trees, the grass, the moon, the sun, and planets and stars throughout the universe, if all of these things were created through God, you're going to see God in a limited viewpoint that he can't end the gang war? No, that does not make any sense at all. God has more the ability to do that than we could ever imagine. But the bottom line is, his ability is there. These serious problems can truly be taken care of. And one thing my sister did say that I definitely do agree with, we need to reach out into our community and set up programs, community centers, and other things where we can offer our youth and even our adults different positive programs that they can get involved with so it can help them financially, physically, as far as their health, and spiritually in regards to knowing their true identity. And if we can do those three things, that could really bring about a new reality for our people, and our community would truly be in a whole nother place. So all I can say at this time is, you know, being that we only have 2 minutes left, thank you all for coming on the call, and I truly do appreciate you, you know, coming on board with us in spiritual unity, because we are definitely going to bring some positive change for the lives of people in our community. There's no question about it. It happened in the past, and it's going to happen once again. All we have to do is know beyond a shadow of a doubt that we're going to bring all of this wonderful and amazing blessings about. And we need to see it. And once we see it and believe it, we will achieve it. Once we see it and believe it, we will truly achieve it. That's something that is beyond a shadow of a doubt. We can definitely bring all these great, awesome, and amazing prayers and blessings and goals truly about. We just need to really focus on things, as my brother said, from a positive perspective. Because if we see it as a doubting Thomas or a doubting Thomasina, then basically what's going to happen is we're not going to be able to accomplish the things that we set out to see become our new reality. But if we can see it and believe it and know beyond a shadow of a doubt that this will truly come about, then it will come about. It definitely will. Because the power of God in Christ is no joke. It's awesome, amazing, supernatural power. At this time, it's something that has been given to us to help us and to bless us to bring about a new reality. And all we have to do, number one, is thank God for the grace, love, and mercy, and Jesus as well. And just know that things are going to start to really work out swell. We just need to believe it, and we will receive it. And with that being said, you know, all I can say is that, you know, this is no joke. This is something that we really can establish in our lives. And I know that, you know, with God's grace and God in Christ's grace and mercy, we can definitely open up a door where we can, you know, really start to see these wonderful things becoming a part of our new reality. And my brother, being as we do have 4 minutes left, is from our brother Winborn would like to come on for a moment to talk, you know, to say something. You know, if he wanted to close things out, that's not a problem. But if not, then I will continue on and we'll see what we can do. But is he available now? Okay. Well, I guess being that I'm not hearing back from you, I guess the answer to that is no. But anyway, what I did want to say as well is that I'm very, very thankful that, you know, this is something that we have in motion now. And the manifesting of wealth is something that we need to start to focus on as well. And in our next meditation and prayer that we do, that is one of the things that we're going to be focused on as well. Because for us to be able to manifest millions or billions of dollars, so that we can open up these centers, so that we can help our people in a number of different ways, that would be awesome and amazing. But we just need to really see that these are things that we can make come about without a doubt. And if we can start to focus on this and start to see the manifestation of wealth, prosperity, and abundance starting to manifest in our lives, that would be great as well. Because once these things are established, then, as my sister said, you know, having something in the community would really be good for our people as well. Because even if you're going to deal with this and, you know, end the gang war and, you know, see that negativity being cleansed from their mind, we need to have nice programs that be out there so that they don't, over time, you know, some years later, be caught up in it again, or some newbies that are coming up, you know, end up getting caught up into that negativity, starting their games and all that kind of stuff. So in order to make sure that none of that negativity comes about, establishing wealth, prosperity, and abundance in our lives is something that we're choosing.
It's, I'm so sorry. We're at the end, actually.
Okay, no problem, little brother. Just want to say peace and blessings to everyone. Thanks for coming on the call.
You got another minute.
We got one minute?
We have to end. Okay, thank everybody so much. See you next week.
Yes, indeed.
Held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we don't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shows together, we're polishing up our act.
Hello?